News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's stay with this story now. We're joined by Richard Bruton, the Minister for Education, who's responsible for all this. Minister, can I start by asking you, the Cabinet has approved this. Are you worried that this could end up in the courts in the form of a constitutional challenge?
Well, I'm satisfied. You know, this has gone through a very close scrutiny by the Attorney General, so I believe it's robust. The aim of it is to make it easier for a child to get into their local school. And I think most people will recognise that it's very unfair for a child finding that someone from very far away from their local school gets preference over the local child, or it's unfair that a parent might feel compelled to baptise their child to get into the school if they wouldn't otherwise do that. So what I'm trying to do is to achieve a fair balance between different groups. You know, Catholics will be protected because 18 out of every 20 schools are Catholic. I'm making a specific protection for minority religion, for those children, because that's the only way in which minority religious schools would survive.
But an argument could be made, could it not, that, you know, this is one law for Catholic schools and another law for everybody else, because like minority schools like Protestant and Muslim schools are not affected by this.
No, I think this is being balanced to everyone. I mean, as I said, Catholics have the advantage of having 18 out of every 20 schools, and obviously that no longer reflects the makeup of the population. Children of no religion, by removing religion as a criterion, they can't be passed over for a place in their local school. But I'm making a very specific provision for minority religions, because the reality is if a child of, say, a Church of Ireland or a Presbyterian religion was seeking access to just one out of every 20 schools, the likelihood is that all the places would be taken up by other children who got there first. So the only way in which, you know, these minority religions can have a chance to send a child to a school of their ethos would be to make a special provision for them. So this is designed to balance all the rights. And I think it's a strength of our system that parents want their children to be brought up in a particular way and to follow the tradition of their own parents. And I think what we're trying to do in a system where Ireland is changing rapidly is ensure that balance is provided.
Is this another step towards the demise, the ultimate demise of Catholic schools as we know them since the foundation is a foundation of the state?
By no means. I mean, the reality is that we have very strong Catholic schools in this country, and in the vast majority of cases they admit children of all denominations. But the reality is we will always, in a system where parents have choice, have some schools that are extremely popular. And what I'm trying to do is to make sure that the rules for access to those very popular schools that are oversubscribed are fair and balanced between the different children who present. And by making this provision, I think I'm achieving that. I'm making sure that children of a family with no religion won't find themselves locked out of their local school because some child from far away is given preference on religious grounds. But at the same time, I'm making sure that, you know, in the case of Catholics, where there's 2,800 Catholic schools across the country, 18 out of every 20 schools, they will still have the opportunity to have their child raised in their own tradition. Mm. So it's a balanced measure, I believe, and it's needed at a time when Ireland is changing very rapidly.
Okay. You've also brought forward legislation for those who are applying for Irish language schools that are oversubscribed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, again, I'm making provision where children who've grown up with Irish in the home or who have a real strong commitment to the Irish language can access a Gaelscoil. And the test will be that their fluency would regress significantly if the child didn't get access to a Gaelscoil. And obviously, it'll be up to the parent to demonstrate however they wish that they have that level of proficiency that would otherwise be lost. So again, this is to try and accommodate, you know, children coming from homes who have a very strong commitment to the Irish language that they can get access to a Gaelscoil.
Okay, we leave it there. Minister for Education, Richard Bruton, thank you very much for joining us.